It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I brought a kit today for us to put together. It's called a crystal radio kit. It has all the parts to make a crystal radio. That's what a kit is, you know, just a lot of the parts, and then you have to put them together. I guess I was thinking about it because of that kit that we thought about in make-believe yesterday, the TV kit. Well, this isn't as hard as a television set to put together. Let's take it to the kitchen. I'll show you there. Hi, fish. Don't know whether you've ever seen a crystal radio set or not. It's sort of like the insides of a radio. These are the directions, how to put the thing together. And I've done most of it, but let me see now. I have to put the antenna wire over like this. And this is the ground wire over here. Hope it'll work. I need to attach this earphone. This is the way we'll hear the program. I need to attach these two things in these two places. There. Do that. I just heard that one of the songs that we sometimes sing together, called You've Got to Do It, is going to be on one of the radio stations in our neighborhood. So we might be able to... No, I don't hear anything. Now, this is the part that changes the station over here, like this. I still can't hear anything. Not at any one of these places here. I'm sure I did this right. Yeah, there. Antenna, ground wire. Maybe Joe Negri might know something about those things. Call him. Hello, Joe? It's Fred Rogers. Oh, I'm not so good. I've been trying to put a crystal radio kit together, and it's not working, and I want to hear something in just a little while. Do you know anything about them? Says maybe Mr. McFeely might. Oh, sure, that's right. They would have had a lot of them when he was young. Well, thank you very much for the tip. I'll call him. Okay, Joe. Thanks. Bye. Yeah, that's a good idea. When Mr. McFeely was a boy, he probably had one. Mr. McFeely, it's Fred Rogers. Yes. Do you know anything about crystal sets? Oh, good. I have one that I've been trying to make, and I wondered if you might help us with it. All right. Oh, you will. Good. Thanks very much. Yeah, well, there's a song that's going to be on the radio that's one that we sometimes sing. I wanted to hear it. All right. It's called You've Got to Do It. Yeah, we'll be over. Okay, goodbye. Come on over, Mr. Rogers. He said, yeah, just bring it right over. He has one of his own, he said, and he'd get it out too. Okay, let's take all of this stuff. And I wanted to be able to put it together myself and make it work myself. Oh, well, that doesn't always work out. But let's go to Mr. McFeely's. Coming? Okay. Well, here it is, Mr. McFeely.
Well, Mr. Rogers, let me just take a look at it there.
Wait a minute, what's that?
Well, that's my crystal set. I've had it up in the attic, and I haven't listened to it for years and years.
Does it work?
Well, it certainly does. I was just trying to hook it up here, and I have the antenna strung up the pole there,
yeah.
And all that we have to do is run this grounding wire over to a metal object over there, so if there's a metal pole, if you could hook it up there, and I'll let you hear it, all righty?
This pipe okay?
That's fine, right there. Just attach it right on. We all set down there?
Yep.
All righty. Now let me check here. Get... Something's coming pretty soon. There we go. You hear it, dear?
Thursday and Friday till
yeah. Could you make ours do like
well,
that?
Well, I can try. Well, first of all, take that grounding wire off, and I'll get my antenna down. There we go. Let me see, and then we'll string yours up. All righty?
Yeah. Well, I've already strung these, but there well, must be something else the matter.
Well, I'll give it a try. Here we go. We all set down there. Now, sometimes these are a bit tricky, and sometimes the problem occurs right in there. Now, let me check and see if this is all hooked up. Well, both plugs are in. That's okay. You see, this seems to be all right. Now, it's right... Well, here's the trouble here. This is just loose here. Up there, I think we have it there. There, I hear something.
I think it's just another fine day for us. Let's look at the weather.
Hey,
that's
great. Wait a minute. Shouldn't be too long before they play the song.
Oh, Betsy, do you have that film? Could you bring it out? Did you find it yet? Oh, all righty. Well, I'll get the movieolas. All righty, I'll get this set up.
What do you mean, a film?
Well, we have a film here.
Hi, Mrs. McFeely.
Isn't this exciting? I hear one of your songs on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Mr. McFeely fixed the crystal set.
Well, everything's going right. You know what? This film... David says that he thinks it'll go along just perfectly with that song, You've Got to Do It.
Oh, I wondered why you had a film.
Yep, got it almost ready to go here.
Wait a minute.
Almost time.
Oh, it is.
Just all set here.
You'll know what to say. And now let's listen to some music. Heard
it.
We have a favorite song of children of all ages from a fine gentleman in the neighborhood, Mr. Rogers, singing You've Got to Do It.
Well, look at the film.
Believe it happened. Or pretend that something's true. You can wish or hope or contemplate the thing you'd like to do. But until you start to do it, you will never see it through. 'Cause the make-believe pretending just won't do it for you. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. Then when you're through, you can know who did it. For you did it, you did it, you did it. If you want to ride a bicycle and ride it straight and tall, you can't simply sit and look at it, 'cause it won't move at all. But it's you who have to try it, and it's you who have to fall sometimes. If you want to ride a bicycle and ride it straight and tall, you've got to do it. Every little bit, You've got to do it, do it, do it, do it. Then when you're through, you can know who did it, for you did it, you did it, you did it. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one good way to grow. It's not easy to keep learning, but I know that this is so. When you've tried and learned, you're bigger than you were a day ago. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one way to grow. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. Then when you're through, you can know who did it, for you did it, you did it, you did it.
A nice song for you nice listeners. That was Mr. Rogers.
Oh, Mr. McFeely Grit, and boy, did those pictures go along well with the song.
Well, that was an Andy Wyeth film.
Boy, do I.
One of my favorites.
Thanks very much.
Well, you're quite welcome. You're quite welcome.
Yeah. I don't think that you should go yet. You're just like David, just speedy delivery or something like that. I think you should stay with us and have a little milk and cookies.
Well, that's a good idea. Just have a seat right there.
Well, if you insist. Yeah, sure is.
I'll be right out.
Well, we can get the wires down. We're waiting for the milk and cookies. All righty. I'll wrap this one up.
Glad for any of her cooking.
Ah, she's a good cook. Homemade cookies today and milk. I'll rewind this film. There we are.
You don't have your own. Thank you. Did you make them, Miss McFeely?
Yes, I did. I'll get the milk.
Thank you.
You don't have your own cow, do you?
No, siree. There's a dairy down the street. You get down there every day, get a...
These are really good. Thanks very much.
For you.
Thank you.
Well, you know, it really feels good to get something fixed. I tried putting that thing together.
Well, that's a delicate little operation, so I just, one little touch and it went right in place.
Well, you know, Negri didn't know how to do it, but he was just sure you'd know.
Well, I made this one. My father helped me make this years ago, and I had a lot of practice. This is just an oatmeal can, you see, and the wire is wrapped around. Mm. And this is a very simple version of a radio, really. It's called a crystal set. So I certainly enjoy it.
Great to use what you have to be able to make something you want, isn't it?
Sure is. You know, Joe Negri, probably when he was a boy, they didn't have crystal sets. But when David and I were small, that's the kind of things we had. We had no televisions. We just had radios, and very, very simple radios at that.
Didn't have any television.
No, sorry. Did we, David?
No television.
No, we didn't miss it. We had too much to do.
I'm glad you had plenty to do.
But bicycling.
Bicycling.
One of our favorite sports, bicycling.
Mm, the two of you have always bicycled, haven't you?
Yes, ever since we were married.
Mighty nice. Thank you very much.
Very good, my dear.
I must take this on home.
Oh, get my glass of milk off there.
I'm really glad to have this thing working. Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
You're quite welcome.
And for the refreshment.
Come again soon.
You bet I will. Bye-bye.
Good day to you. And I'll finish rewinding this, Betsy.
Did it. And it makes me feel good to have done that right. Yeah. I mean, I didn't do it myself. But I asked for some help, and Mr. McFeely helped me. Let me be sure now that it works here. Everything's right in there. And to think that it was just this little thing that... Yeah. Well, good. I like to think that when I don't know how to do something, there are people that I can ask, and that there are people who will show me how, like Mr. McPhee. You know, showing people something is a way of saying I like you, or a way of saying I love you. Yeah. There are many ways to say I love you. There are many ways to say I care about you. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. There are. There's the cooking way to say I love you. There's the cooking something someone really likes to eat. The cooking way, the cooking way to say I love you. Cleaning up your room can say I love you. Hanging up your clothes before you're asked to. Drawing special pictures for the holidays and making plays. Sure, you'll find many ways to say I love you. You'll find many ways to understand what love is. Many ways, many ways to say I love you. You will. You probably already have found many ways to say that you love somebody. Mm-hmm. Let's have some make-believe. Instead of a crystal set in the neighborhood of make-believe, let's make-believe today that that television set comes. You know, the kit that Handyman Negri is supposed to put together for King Friday the 13th. Shall we make believe that? The television set coming in the neighborhood of make believe.
Main chassis, picture tube, capacitor, rectifier. Oh, I hope I can. I hope I can.
Hope you can what?
Oh, Lady Elaine. I hope I can do something very difficult, Lady Elaine.
Oh, you're handy. You can do anything. I mean, I'm a handy lady. You're a handy man. You can do anything.
That's right, but I hope I can do this, Lady.
Oh,
Elaine.
I'm sure you will. Let me know what it is.
Fairchild, Handyman Negri, here is the $250 to give to McFeely when he brings it.
Brings right, what? Right. Brings what?
You know, don't you, Fairchild?
No, what is it? What's McFeely going to bring?
Why, the television set, of course.
You're getting a television set?
That's right. Won't you show her the catalog, Handyman?
There it is, Lady Elaine.
Oh, why, it looks like just a whole lot of pieces. Oh, is that it over there? Oh, that one's even nicer.
Oh, that one's not.
Why don't you get that one, King Friday?
Oh, no, that's much too expensive. It costs too much.
Lady Elaine, we're going to get one that I can put together for the king.
You can put together? You mean you're really going to get all those pieces and you're going to put the thing?
Well,
Come along.
I hope I can, Lady Elaine.
There he is.
One kit for King Friday.
Right.
Here you go, Hammer Silver. It's a little heavy.
Thank you very much, Mr. McFeely.
Hello, Mr. McFeely.
Good day, Lady Elaine. Good day, King Friday. Well, now, I'll need someone to sign my speedy delivery book here.
Well, I'll sign that for you, Mr. McFeely.
All righty, there you go, right on the dotted line. And I'll also need $250 to take to the Super Catalog Store.
This is the $250, Mr. McFeely.
All righty.
There you are.
Pen and book and then the $250. And I thank you, and I hope you enjoy your TV set.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. McFeely.
Good day.
Good day, Mr. McFeely.
Bye.
Bye, Speedy.
Oh, well.
So
right
now we have the kit.
See what
Let's
we have.
Make the television set.
Well, There are the instructions, King Friday.
Oh, very good, yes. Put them handy there so you can refer to them.
Oh, now come along. You mean you're really planning to put a television set together? That doesn't look like any television set to me.
Well, it's going to be a television set when we're through.
It's a kit, Fairchild. You know that. We've been talking about it. It's a kit. We're going to make it.
Well, if you ask me, you should have bought that big one.
Look at that, King Friday.
Oh, that's hard, yes.
Well,
is that it?
Now, if I remember...
You know you're putting it in just the right place, are you?
There you are, sir.
Why, that looks like a 10ABP4.
Well, how did you know that?
Well, I read it right on the side. Oh.
Now, we'll have to connect the picture tube. See if I can get the key here. There we are. Now, there's one other one.
He'll never get that thing together.
You just wait, Fairchild.
I hope I can, Elaine. Well, now I have to get the case out of the other box.
Sure, the case out of the other box. He thinks if he's just going to put the thing in the case, then the thing will work.
You simply look and wait and see, Fairchild.
I will.
And look, he's putting all of that right into the frame there.
Well, I think that's it, sir.
Nothing. Wait and see.
Just put it over here, King Friday.
Yes, it seems heavy.
How's that? Oh, yes, it is quite heavy, sir.
Oh, it looks excellent to me.
It is.
Pretty is as pretty does.
Well, yes, now it's time for television in make-believe. I think I shall make an announcement now.
Very good, sir.
Thanks to the generosity of your king and the handiwork of Handyman Negri.
Oh, thank you.
And nothing from me.
You will be seeing television in make-believe. Fanfare, please. I shall now turn the knob, which begins television in make-believe. Does it take a while to...
Well, sometimes,
I told you so.
Oh, King Freddy, are you sure you turned the right button?
Of course I did. What happens to be wrong here?
Oh, I don't know. I followed the directions very carefully. I did
that
everything it said.
Of course you did. You don't get something from nothing. I guess that'll teach you to. Next time... Listen to your old friend Fairchild.
But
you get only what you pay for.
Lady Elaine, it's a good kit, Lady Elaine.
Yes, I'm sure it's a fine kit, and I...
Well, hello, everybody.
Oh, Corny, hi,
oh,
hi,
yes,
hi, how are you?
I guess, especially, yes, perhaps he'd know something.
Well, Corny...
What are you doing here?
We just put together a television kit for King Friday, and I'm sure I did everything the direction said, but it won't work, and I can't figure out what's wrong.
Well, let me take a look at it here.
Won't do any good, Corny, to take a look at it. The thing's a fake.
Oh, Fairchild, stop that.
Well, it doesn't look like a fake to me. Let me see. Let's look in the
Perfectly
back here.
Perfectly good kit, Lady Elaine. It's not a fake.
Well, this looks all right back in here. I have an idea.
What's that, Corny?
Did you check the electricity here at the castle?
Electricity? Oh, that's right. It works on electricity.
Yes, where did you plug it in?
Plugged it in? We haven't plugged it in yet.
I forgot
yet,
to
have
plug
we?
It in, King Friday. Oh, just a minute. Excuse me, sir.
Yes, thank you.
Excuse me.
Now we'll see.
Now we'll see.
Oh, now you'll see nothing again. Nothing again.
Just you wait, Fairchild.
I hope for the best.
Is that a picture?
It works, King Friday!
Is that it?
It works! Look at it! It works,
excellent.
King
Look at it. Oh,
it
of
works,
course. It's marvelous.
It's
I knew
beautiful.
It would. Nice work, Handyman.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Just
thank
lucky, that's all.
Congratulations, Handyman. Invite everyone for television viewing tomorrow to thank the king. I'd like to speak with you, Cornflake, inside, please. Thank you very much. Great help.
Handy lady and handyman. Take care of lots of things.
Lucky.
A handy lady and a handyman. man with a television set that swings.
Well, I do have to hand it to you, Handy.
Oh, thank you very much, Lady Elaine.
So, television in the neighborhood of make-believe. That was a complicated kit, wasn't it? It was the kind you had to plug in. That kind's for grown-ups. This is our kind. Yep. Kind for children and grown-ups. That crystal radio kit. We did something today, didn't we? We always do. You and I, something to get. You know, I think Handyman Negri was really surprised that that thing worked. Somebody else by the name of Lady Elaine Fairchild was surprised, too. She never thought it would go. Well, about the end of our visit for today. But you know what I do when I come to the end of a visit? I usually think about the next one. Yeah, when we'll be together again. You know when that'll be, don't you?
Sure.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. 4, 2, 1, 2. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special one. You know how? By just your being you. I like you just the way you are. Bye till tomorrow.
Television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.